You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Get a load of this. Today is the day that Netflix is sending out its final DVD in the mail. Now, honestly, we're not trying to be snarky. There are several of our listeners of a certain younger age who have no idea that Netflix used to mail out DVDs.
That was their thing. That's how it all got started. I was, I don't want to brag, but I was on the three DVD at a time plan. Kind of a high
big
roller, I know.
Spender.
I know, don't want to brag.
But today is the last day. They've only got a few distribution centers left in the country. And they say anyone who has continued to keep their DVD subscription, and there's like a million people in America that held on to that subscription plan. The good news is you get to keep whatever is sent your way.
Woohoo!
And they say some subscribers have been chosen to receive 10 DVDs as a parting gift.
They're just trying to clear out the inventory at this point. They're like, let's get them out of here. What are we going to do with them?
Of course, and why wouldn't they? I mean, what are they going to do with them? They're all, you know, boogered up and scratched up.
Throw them in a landfill, you know?
They used to have 20 million subscribers at their peak, but today is the end of an era, the last little red envelope, I guess. Mm.
I told you I used them a lot when I worked at the retirement community. We were on, you know, one of those big plans too, and we were always getting the discs in for the residents, and it was one of the greatest, most convenient things at the time. They could get any movie.
I gotta say, for people who remember that feeling when you opened your mailbox and saw that little red envelope in there.
Yeah, you're like movie night.
I mean, it was just fun,
and you had to time it.
Yeah, right.
Because you had to order, like, if you knew you were going to have family movie night on, like, Friday and Saturday, you had to go on Wednesday and make sure everything was, you know, in your cart and ordered on Wednesday because it took a couple days.
And it wasn't great that at the time it seemed like such fast shipping, like, you would get the turnaround really quickly.
Real quick, yeah.
Listen to us waxing all
sentimental.
Hey,
back in my day, we got movies in the mail.
Hey, Dumbledore is dead. Dumbledore has died. The actor who played Dumbledore in the final six Harry Potter movies, Michael Gambon, passed away at the age of 82. Well, we lost both of our Dumbledores because Richard Harris played Dumbledore, then he died. Then Michael Gambon took over, and now he has died.
Oh, man, that's a Dumble Downer right there.
Oh, good one. We now know if you work from home, how much weight you are packing on. They did a full survey on this. And they found that the average person who works from home consumes about 800 more calories a day and takes 3,500 fewer steps. So you're consuming more, getting less exercise. So no wonder people who work from home put on the pounds.
You're a chubby little dumpling if you work from home. Yeah, you're not walking the cubes, you know, gossiping, talking to your friends. The only walking you're doing is to the kitchen cabinet and back.
So true. Let me see. What else I got for you? Oh, well, let's go back to movies for a second. I've got new movies that are out today. The 10th Saw movie is out. Are you going to see that?
I've never seen any of them,
Okay.
It's not for me.
You'll see this one, I'll bet, because I bet you take your kids. Paw Patrol The Mighty Movie is out.
Nah, they're kind of past that now.
Oh, okay. Dang.
The one I want to see is the GameStop one, though.
Yeah, that was my next one on the list. But let me go back to Paw Patrol for just a second. I got to tell you what the synopsis is. The Paw Patrol pups gain superpowers from a magical meteor that crashes in Adventure City. The meteor's magic crystals transform them into mighty pups. Meanwhile, Mayor Humdinger escapes prison and teams up with a meteor expert to steal the pups' magic crystals and powers.
Doesn't sound half bad, though.
Kim Kardashian is one of the voices in this movie.
Oh, Kim, that's good. She needs the money.
Speaking of money, the film you're talking about is called Dumb Money. It's based on the true story from a couple of years ago when some people on Reddit and then some casual investors all lined their pockets by raising up the stock value of GameStop. I remember when that happened. I mean, that was an insane time. Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson is in this movie.
Yeah, Seth Rogen, Nick Offerman. It's got
America Ferrera, Shailene Woodley.
It's got a big cast.
The former fiance of Aaron Rodgers. I thought this was one that you could stream, but apparently it's theaters, or is it both?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look at that. Mm. It might be one of those joint things that they're doing now.
And then there's another new one out called The Creator, a sci-fi film about a war between humans and artificial intelligence. I've seen the trailer. It looks really, really dumb. And speaking of movies, you know, the new Exorcist movie is coming out in October, and they were supposed to release it on Friday, the 13th of October. But then when Taylor Swift decided to release her Eras Tour concert film that day, the Exorcist people were like, well, we don't want to go up against that. So they moved their movie up a week. To a week from today, October 6th, they had considered trying a different strategy. They wanted to kind of play off of the whole Barbenheimer thing, where Barbie and Oppenheimer, you know, were dual movies. And they would have called this one, what do they call it? Exorswift.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good combo.
They can still do it, even though they're released a week apart. You could still try to get an Exor Swift thing going, I guess.
I guess you could.
So anyway, that's going on. And sports quickly, Jer. I know you don't want to hear about sports, but
sports.
A couple of quick sports things. Broncos will be in Chicago on Sunday for an 11 o'clock game. That's early, so tell Nicole to get her flag out early on Sunday.
Yeah. It's not helping, though.
Party going on up at Folsom Field tomorrow morning. CU is hosting the USC Trojans. The CSU Rams are home up in Fort Collins to play Utah Tech. I didn't know there was a Utah Tech. And the undefeated Air Force Falcons. Off we go into the wild blue yonder. They're also home. So there'll be some traffic down around Colorado Springs. They have a game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then the last thing I'll tell you is that the Rockies beat the first place Dodgers last night, 14-5. Way to finally show up,
hey.
Rockies.
Da-da-da-da-da. I don't have my sound ready.
The lovable Rockies will now play their final three games of the season, this very long season, this weekend at Coors Field against the Twinkies. The Minnesota Twins come to town. So if you want to get out on a beautiful weather fall weekend, you go out and see something that slightly resembles professional baseball.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Well, it's a big day for coffee lovers. Today is National Coffee Day. 63% of Americans drink that muddy water daily, it sounds like. This stat was also talking about how we drink about 324 cups per person each year, and I think that's probably about right. I have a cup of coffee every morning, so I'm probably doing the 365.
Do you ever do two a day?
Sometimes on the weekend, maybe I'll have a second cup because I'm usually
up
pretty
early. So you might be around 400 to 450 a year.
Yeah, I very well could be. I'm a fan. I like my coffee. There's a bunch of specials going on today. Of course, you can get onto your Google box and Google yourself, but Krispy Kreme is giving out free cups of coffee. No purchase necessary. Dunkin's doing a free medium cup with any purchase from their Dunkin' Rewards members. And I do love this one. This one's pretty funny. If you stumble on a Pete's Coffee today, they're poaching customers with a new disloyalty program. There's this site where you can send them a screenshot of a different coffee chain's loyalty app, and then they'll give you a free cup of coffee for it. You just got to go to their website. So, again, a bunch of other deals going on today. Google it. This story was popping here locally last night. I guess over the course of about 3 weeks, more than 40,000 drivers have been illegally weaving in and out of those new express lanes along the north corridor of I-25 and 470. And
CDOT's fed up with it?
CDOT's fed up, and all 40,000 of those vehicles have received a warning, and they're letting people know that, hey, the grace period is now ending. It's going to end, and you're going to start getting fines for doing that on October 1st. So stop it. And the fines are going to range from anywhere from like $75 to $150 if you're not paying them on time. 90% of the warnings were issued with vehicles with Colorado license plates, and get this, a lot of them were Outbacks, 4Runners, and F-150s.
There you go.
The trifecta of Colorado vehicles right there.
Criminals.
They don't GAF when it comes to these express lanes. They're zipping in and out. And
remember when we did that whole segment on the worst drivers, like what cars have the worst drivers?
I think it was 4Runners, Outbacks, and F-150s.
I will tell you that it is most definitely Subarus.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And I'm very disappointed in you folks with the F-150s. Come on, we can do better than this.
Your people?
My people in America's pickup. Knock it off. I guess Good Neighbor Day was yesterday, so some study was out there ranking the most neighborly cities in America based on, like, charitable donations, volunteer work, crime, how many potlucks and barbecues you're having with your neighbors.
You must be setting up for the fact that the Colorado has a town.
It's Littleton is what it is. Colorado Springs came in third. So Colorado Springs, you all are very neighborly down there. Right. Very charitable, and you do a lot of volunteer work. So fist bump to you guys. Here's some celebrity crap this morning. Britney Spears posted that video where she was dancing with the knives, and everyone became very concerned. It turns out that there was like a welfare check yesterday that the police had to show up and ask if everything was okay. Turns out he talked to her security. They said, Brit's fine. So they left. So there's your update.
Well, they didn't talk
Britney.
To her. They just talked to some other people.
Security says...
Security?
They're probably not going to let her go directly
to her. Well, it behooves the security people to say that.
You're like, yeah, she's fine. She's fine. She's paying us well. Everything's good.
It seems to me if you're doing a welfare check, you should actually see the person and not just talk to their handlers.
You take a look at Brit, you guys.
God.
You guys. New words jumping into the dictionary. About 690 new words being added. I'll give you a couple. Girl boss. I think we know that one, right? Ambitious or successful businesswoman. Riz. I think Riz was used last night on The Golden Bachelor that I watched. All of it.
Oh.
Short for charisma. He's got Riz, Dom.
How was the show, by the way? Come on. If it sucked, just say it.
It was 50% cuteness, 20% sadness, and about 30% desperation.
Okay. So a regular bachelor.
It was. The cuteness factor is pretty strong within it, though, and I think I will continue to watch it just because it's kind of...
Oh, they hooked you,
it's
eh?
It's kind of fun. There's a lot of lip-on-lip kissing already, which you don't see with the younger bachelors.
Well, what do you expect
bachelors.
To be lip-on-butt? I mean,
no, but it's like these older folks are moving fast, man. They just go right in and just start making out.
Well,
like, we got no time to waste. No time to waste, Dom.
It's like, better get busy.
And real quick, here's a ridiculous product that's coming to the market. Crocs has teamed up with Hershey's, so now you can get a pair of Crocs that is the chocolatey brown of a Hershey's bar, and another one that is bright orange, like the Reese's wrapper, and then they come with all those little charms and crap all over it that you can wear, and you're like, my shoes look like candy bars.
Nom, 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 nom.
Quick, name one thing you'll never see Dom wearing.
Clickbait.
These things are like $65 too. Anyway, make your way over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Something about technology this morning. This is really cool. Meta/Facebook has teamed up with Ray-Ban, and they have a new line of smart glasses that are coming out. They're about $300. These things are sweet, Dom. It's got multiple cameras on these things. You can live stream footage to your Instagram or Facebook. And here's the thing I love. They have instant translations for foreign languages. So if you're standing there with these glasses on and somebody's talking to you in French, it's like right there in front of your eyes telling you what they're saying. How
you
cool
know,
is
ladies,
that?
Ladies, the next time you go to the nail salon, you'll know what
you'll
the nail
know.
Techs are saying about
I
you.
I know. Isn't that awesome? So check out these really cool glasses. They're on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.